It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, it's me, it's Pinky the Pig. It's time for our show, and thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show from all over the entire planet Earth, and we know also the universe is listening. We are very aware of that. And you can laugh. No, I said it wrong. You can listen, laugh, and learn with Pinky the Pig and Mildred the Cow. And my excellent friend Mildred the Moo Moo Cow is here.
Yes, Pinky. I'm right here.
Yeah, how is my friend, my fabulous, excellent friend Mildred?
I'm fabulous, excellent. And I'm your friend.
Yeah, so cool. So, everything's good?
Yeah, everything's good.
Wow, I gotta tell ya.
What?
Well, you know Robert.
Yeah, he's 16.
Yeah, he live. You know, that's who takes care of me. He and his little sister, Penelope, she's 8 years old.
Right.
And their parents are Farmer Tommy and Lady Lynette.
Right.
That's where I live.
Right.
Anyway, so, Robert, you know, he does the woodworking stuff. He makes stuff out of wood, and he makes art. He takes a log, and he chips away at it, and he turns them into, like, birds and chipmunks and raccoons.
Yeah, he makes art with the wood.
Yeah, so that's what he does. Chipping away. He got a screwdriver going. He got some other tool and a hammer. All of a sudden, hip, the thing breaks in half.
Aw.
Yeah, and so now, all the work he did on the thing, now he takes one wrong whack, and it breaks in half. So he gets so mad. He starts throwing it. He took the two pieces. He threw them. He threw down the tools. He had a fit.
Oh, well, he was upset.
Yeah, I mean, he's having a conniption.
A conniption? You know that word?
Well, somehow I do. It's kind of like he was having a tantrum.
Well, yeah, he was upset, so he got really emotionally upset.
He was having a hissy fit.
Well, you know, I mean, I think I've seen him do that before when he was building the canoe.
Oh, yeah, he built a canoe with his friend Ricky. They got that big log. That's episode 154.
Right, and they created a canoe out of a big log.
Took them many weeks. There was blood, sweat, and tears.
Was there music?
I don't think there was any music, Mildred.
Oh.
But there was some blood. They got some nicks, and there was some sweat. And I'll tell you, I know the tears came when Lady Lynette saw that Robert and Ricky created the canoe by hand, and she saw them take the canoe, and Robert got in the canoe and floated down the lake. There were tears coming down Lady Lynette's eyes, so that counts as the blood, sweat, and tears. But anyway, here's the thing. The canoe is not in the water now. The canoe sits out back and filled it with dirt. Lady Lynette planted 300 tulip bulbs in there. Now the little green shoots are poking up. We're going to have a bunch of tulips in the canoe.
Right, I remember. That's what you did with it for the winter.
Yeah, after all the blooms, they'll empty out the dirt and clean it out and take it in the lake again in the canoe. But here's the thing. Robert had a temper tantrum conniption when he was making the sculpture out of wood and it broke.
Well, he kind of made a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, he kind of made a mountain. What?
Well, that's another, you know, an idiom, a metaphorical idiom.
Oh, you put the words together. He didn't really make a mountain out of a molehill, but, oh, I see. Oh, it's just like when we when we did that metaphorical idiom of the elephant wearing a red wig.
Right, that was episode 340. We've gotten some emails about that. That's perhaps one of the funniest episodes we've ever done is episode 340. There's an elephant in the room.
Yeah, it's a funny podcast. Just a few days ago, actually.
Right. So, but what happened is, you know, Robert had this misfortune and he got really upset and he kind of made a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, well, those molehills aren't very cute. You know, they pop up. They're the dirt on top of the lawn there. You know, they're not that cute.
Right.
And, you know, moles are not rodents like people might think they're a rodent. They're not. They're just these small burrowing mammals that dig down under the ground. They can't hardly see. They have eyes, but are basically blind.
Right, but they have a very sensitive snout. You know, their nose, the snout.
Yeah, and then they have the two little nostrils. And their eyes are teeny tiny.
Right, they don't see well at all. They use their snout to smell and also, you know, just for the sensitivity. They actually have, like, the snout has 30,000 structures in the snout.
What do you mean?
Well, like, okay, the one mole, it's called a star mole.
A star mole? He's a star!
Well, no, the tip of his snout is shaped like a star. It has tentacles, and they're 22 tentacles, and they reach out, and they have like 100,000 nerve endings packed into this really small space. So it's so sensitive. It's like the most sensitive touch organs in the whole entire animal kingdom. This little star hairless snout on the star mole.
Yeah, and that snout tip's got to be pretty small.
Yeah, it's just the size of a tip of the human finger. Tiny.
Yeah.
So they use the tip of their snout to give them the direction of where they are.
Yeah, because they can't see, but they can feel around.
Right, and they don't just feel around, but they have the sensation that comes through because it's so sensitive where there's 30,000 structures on the snout, where in the human hand, these are called touch fibers. In the human hand, there's 17,000 touch fibers in the whole human hand. But this little snout has 30,000.
Yeah, I get it. They have all these feelers in a teeny tiny space. They have eyes, but they don't see too good.
Right. So the mole is a really amazing creature. And it builds the tunnels under the ground. And as long as the tunnels are deep, you don't really know they're there. But if they make new tunnels or they have to repair a tunnel, then you have the little mounds that appear.
Yeah, there are just little piles of dirt, but Farmer Tommy says you scoop them up, makes really good potting soil.
Well, yeah, the moles have really big claws for their little hands, their claws. They can dig a lot of dirt really fast.
Yeah, they're diggers.
Right.
But here's the thing. When they dig their little tunnels under the ground, they make different rooms, Mildred. They make a bedroom, they make a little nursery, and they make little kitchens.
How about that? Yeah, and the moles are, I mean, they come in all colors. They're gray, they're white, like a cream color, orange and black. Yeah, and they live in the wetlands. They eat the insects and the worms and the small fish.
Yeah. Yeah, the little moles, they make the molehills.
Yeah, they make the molehills.
But Mildred, the molehill is way smaller than a mountain.
There you have it. We don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Right, because Robert, all he has to do is start over and now he's fine. He doesn't have to make a mountain out of a molehill.
Right.
You have a poem? Quote?
Okay. All right, Pinky, this is anonymous. Don't make a mountain out of a molehill. have faith, and then you can move mountains.
Yeah, that's awesome. I like it. Yeah, Robert's going to be fine. He's already out there banging. I can hear him.
Oh, good.
All right, talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.